The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Para-X, its affiliates, or its sponsors. Your source for everything paranormal. Para-X.
Hey, this is Grant Wilson from Ghost Hunters, and if you ever have time that you never want to get back, spend it listening to Mike and Dave on the Odyssey Files.
Hey, it's Chris Fleming. More painful than a Tyrannosaurus Rex stepping on your testicle. Listen to Dave and Mike on Odyssey Files.
Good evening, Para-X. You're listening to the Odyssey Files. I'm your host, Michael O'Neill. Not with me right now is my co-host, David Sawyering. So, naturally, because of Dave's job, he's not able to get onto Skype until literally less than 5 minutes before the show. So if there are any problems with Skype, like there are now, we have no time to fix them before airtime. So there he had a problem with audio, so he's shutting down the program and booting it back up, and we're gonna give it a little thing. Yeah, do you like that? So even though I'm gonna stall here while Dave comes on, I'm gonna explain something that anybody that listens to our show regularly probably has noticed, and that is the promos that we have our guests do for us, for our show. Little different than normal. That's because I really like the idea, so this is pretty much my doing, is I really like to have that whole complimentary insult thing going. So as you heard Chris Fleming say a little bit ago. So I really like that. I really like it when they can kind of just have something negative while at the same time telling you to listen to us. I have another one. Chris obviously was on last week, and afterwards we asked him, hey, can you do a promo? And this is what we like to do. And usually I give an idea as to, you know, this is kind of what I want you to say. I think this would be really funny. I didn't have to do that with him. He just kind of like went right off the bat and gave us like five, like without even thinking. So I actually have one later, which is pretty hilarious. And we were laughing our tails off. So I think you are really going to enjoy those as I play them. So I just wanted to let you guys know that that is on purpose, that we asked them to do that. did not expect what Chris had to say, but loved every second of it. We're still waiting for Dave, unfortunately, because he's like the big guy with this one. So we're going to be starting our 3 week shows on Bigfoot. Now, to me, I can't talk about Bigfoot for 3 hours. 3 hours total, you know, combined. He can. I guess I'm still waiting for the facts. They're, you know, like the indisputable proof, which is kind of hypocritical of me, considering I'm in the paranormal and an investigator. But I still go in with evidence. You know, anywhere like, Dave's back. So let's see if we fixed it. I just know we didn't, but we're going to try. So hang with me 1 second while we try to figure this out. And Skype is calling. I'm going to give you the play-by-play. As Verizon would say, can you hear me now? Well, you could always hear me. Nope, nothing. I can't hear you. I don't know what's going on. So did you change any of your settings? We're going to troubleshoot this on the air live. Bar, I know you can hear me. We can't hear Dave. And I don't know why. Because we never really had a problem. We haven't had this problem before, I don't think. CC, you can't hear Dave, correct? You don't say. The new Skype has issues. There's got to be something in your audio. Your audio settings. Yeah, I can't. I was just telling everybody that I can't talk about Bigfoot for 3 hours. I don't know how. And I can't read your lips to convey what you are saying. Although that would be hilarious. Dave is saying that Bigfoot isn't real and he's it's just a complete hoax. What? What? You're gonna have to say something if I'm misrepresenting what you're saying. Oh, well, that's an unprofessional gesture. Well, the least I could do is have some fun with this. So I guess I'm going to launch into my thing, and hopefully we can fix Dave's audio settings while I'm doing it, even though I don't know if we will. It's got to be something where your mic isn't working. Did you try restarting your entire computer? Because you were gone for a while. Yeah, no. All right. So what I was going to start with, and I guess I kind of still am, this show is supposed to be about the origin of the legend and kind of the history of Bigfoot, or Sasquatch. Now, what I didn't know is Bigfoot was actually used as the name for legendary big bears. There was an Indian chief that had really large feet. Chief Bigfoot is what they called him. A well-known Lakota leader who was killed during the Wounded Knee Massacre in 1890. He had two fabled bears in the West, which they actually found. Two enormous grizzly bears, which they nicknamed Bigfoot. And they killed one in 1895 in Fresno, California, after a 15-year killing spree of sheep. Can you believe this, Dave? We found two serial killing bears. And a thumbs up. that one was estimated to weigh 2,000 pounds. That's a big bear. That's a very big bear. The second one, active in Idaho in the 1890s, it was considered to be twice the size of an ordinary grizzly. It could kill any animal that it could find, and usually picked the top of the I don't want to say top of the food chain, but it could take its pick of any of the herd, and with a single blow from its paw, kill it, and then it would just drag it away. But and it was actually credited with killing 1,000 cattle. No wonder it was so fat. I don't know how much the second bear weighed. It didn't have the specifics on that one, but you could say that the animal that it would take would provide a meal for a full camp of men for a week. But what was kind of weird about it is that it would never return to that locality again for that season. So it would never return to the scene of the crime, I guess you could say. Dave, you look riveted. He is, by the way. And I did do that. I represented that correctly. I could read that one. It seems to be that when I it comes to reading lips, I can always read like a compliment really well. So anyway, what I wanted to do is I wanted to find the very first recorded sighting, because I'm thinking, you know, maybe 1920s, 1930s, for the first ever sighting or whatnot of a Bigfoot. And wow, was I wrong. A British explorer, David Thompson, found large footprints in 1811. So in 1811 sparked this, I don't know, whatever you want to call it, this myth, this legend. But still to this day, nobody has any real solid proof. Yeah, there are videos, there are pictures, but I find it funny that anything that's clear has been found out to be a hoax, and any other thing that can't be proven is blurry. No, you don't agree with that? Dave doesn't agree with me. So, but since he's unable to share his side of the story, I'm just going to let you hear mine. What was that? Dave can't hear you. We're all going to hear my side of things. Just my opinion. This is a one opinion show today. Too bad I do not have an hour's worth of it. But what I can do, if you want, and I'll leave this up to you, is I can just play promos for you nonstop. Oh, well, we could do that. You could just write out everything that you're doing, and then I could just read it for everyone. So, according to Dave, Bigfoot is real. Do you have that proof with you, Dave? Proof. Evidence. 1 second. He's getting it for me. I really hate Skype. I like it, but I really hate it. Hey, look at this. In October 2017, a farmer claimed to have seen a whole family of big feet. Sorry. So, the plural of Bigfoot is big feet. I love that. Carrying a pig while running through his California ranch. Nope. They actually admitted that that was a hoax. Yes, they did. Ugh, whatever. So, Dave brought up, like, probably what is considered to be the most, I can't think of the word, the best evidence of Bigfoot. I was trying to, you know, sound a lot smarter than that, but I'm failing miserably. And that is the video of the Bigfoot, walking along the river. Taken back, I think, in the 40s, wasn't it? No. Proved not. No. They even admitted it. The people who took the video said it was a hoax. 1967. It was I knew it was decades ago. 1967. They even said that was a hoax. I'm having an argument with, with the, forgive my terminology here, a mute. You know what this is? This is like when you're in the grocery store and you're listening to somebody's phone call and they're having an argument, and all you get is, what do you mean all seven people were discredited? So wait, let me get this straight. So they took a video and they let it into the world. And then, like, decades later, they said, no, it's a hoax. So now you're saying that the people who were involved in the video that said it was a hoax were discredited? Is that what I'm... No. Okay. The people that say it's a hoax got discredited. But the people who took the video said that it was a hoax. That you and I are reading two different things. Because I remember that story. That news story that said... that we can't... No. We can't continue to do this, Dave. I need you on the air. Because seriously, this is like the grocery store phone call where somebody's having an argument and you're forced to listen to it and you can only hear one side. And I don't like that. It's annoying is what it is. So if you want, I could, I don't know. Like I said, I can't talk about Bigfoot. Okay, so Dave's going to try to reboot again. So I have 2 minutes left. Oh, you know what I'm going to do? Since I can play commercials at any time of the show, I am going to play it now while Dave is rebooting. Go. I can stall for like another 30 seconds as I talk about how I'm going to go to commercial. So we'll see you in 2 minutes. All right. Dave's gone now. I can talk about him behind his back. I'm not going to say Bigfoot's not real. I can't really be in a paranormal field if I'm going to say that things that haven't been proven can't exist. Although, there's no real evidence to prove he doesn't exist. And going back to ninth grade science, Mr. Luke... completely devoid of all soul, Mr. Luke was. If it can't be proven, and it can't be disproven, then it must be true. Don't know how they get that, but that's fine. So, with that being said, if it can't be proven that Bigfoot is real, beyond photos and whatnot, and it can't be disproven because of the photos and video, then it must exist. But, hey, I think that's pretty good. Anyway, so I'm going to go to commercial here now. Hopefully we'll have Dave's Skype issues and then him and I can get into a huge argument when we come back. And you all can be entertained by the fact that Dave and I are going to start yelling at each other. Because even though we're on the same page for a lot of things, we're like 70-30 on this one. I'm open to the fact of Bigfoot can be real. He fully believes that he's real. We're definitely going to have wonderful guests next week, friends of mine, the Squatchers next week, who definitely believe Bigfoot is real. So it should be a fun time. So I'm going to play some more promos and some commercials. And yeah, so you're going to see what I was talking about before with these. So enjoy, and we'll see you on the other side. You hopefully are still listening to the Odyssey Files here on Para X.
Hi, this is Master Tarot Card Reader Ken Bogle, and I highly encourage you to tune in every Monday night to the Para-X Radio Network for the Para-Cave, hosted by Matt Gesso, as he goes in search of the truth in the supernatural, metaphysical, mystic, and paranormal. Monday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern, only on the Para-X Radio Network. I never miss it, and neither should you.
Whether you're listening at home, at work, or anywhere, thanks for making Para-X part of your day. Your source for everything paranormal, Para-X.
This is Lindsay with Center Stage Events, and Mike and Dave are the nicest, most talented people I will never have in my roster. They're the top of the bottom.
And during the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
Your source for everything paranormal, Para X.
Heidi, what are you listening to? Heidi. Oh, hey, Steph.
Hey.
What has your attention? Oh, I'm listening to Para X, the calling radio show. Have you ever heard of it?
No, I haven't. What's it all about?
Well, it's hosted by three guys, Jerry, Alan, and Will, and they talk about paranormal investigations, UFOs, cryptozoology, psychic phenomenon, all sorts of stuff.
Oh, well, it's kind of like The Gathering, but on Wednesday, right?
Yep, you got it.
The Calling Radio Show every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time only on Para X.
Hey, it's Chris Fleming. Listen to Dave and Mike on Odyssey Files, because if you don't, you're going to get abducted. And it didn't work.
I love that one. All right, we're back. Yeah, so that was another Chris Fleming promo. So, all right, so we're gonna try, we're gonna try to bring Dave back in. Hopefully, this time it works. Please tell me that worked. Nope. No, it didn't. So, have you checked your mic settings in Skype? Yeah, you did? Have you tried your mic settings in your computer? Your computer itself. Is that what you said you're going to do right now? Okay. Go to it, big boy. Maybe I should play all the commercials again. Does everybody want to hear the commercials again? Because I really wanted to have a conversation about this. I didn't want to just sit here and regurgitate stuff that, you know, we got off the internet, because that's just no fun, because everybody can do that. And that's why I will admit that I was hesitant to do a 3-week stint on Bigfoot, because there's almost never any new, like, everybody knows what's going on with Bigfoot, and that is, yeah, every once in a while a video comes out and hey, it's great, and then it turns out to be a hoax and yada yada. But if you can have a good conversation about it, then that works. So great. So I'm just gonna sit here and regurgitate stuff. But I will say, I'm probably going to, like, hack these words because I've never seen them before. But I never really... Bigfoot, obviously, you would think would came from the fact that it has big feet. Okay? Not that clever. Sasquatch, on the other hand, never really knew where that came from. And supposedly, Sasquatch is an anglicized derivative of the Hulk O'Millan. But yeah, told you I was going to hack it. Never seen it before. Why don't you fix your mic settings so you can correct me? Saskets? Sounds like a competition for the Rockettes. Oh, that would be hilarious. Just a whole bunch of like guys in Bigfoot costumes doing like the leg things, that call them the Saskets. I'm full of great ideas today. Typically when I'm desperate, that's when I have my best ones. So, angelicized? How's that? Angelicized? Is that? Eh, all right. But it doesn't say what it means. Sasquets. You know, usually it has some sort of, Sasquets, meaning Bigfoot. You know, I don't know. What the hell does it mean? No? Show claims it shows a Bigfoot and others a man in a gorilla suit. I'm telling you, the Patterson Gimlin film is a man in a gorilla suit. Well, then stop putting your thumbs down and put your fingers to the thing and fix your mic. And you and I can get into a heated debate for the next half hour and talk about the fact that of what Bigfoot is in the history of him. So we have these two humongous bears. And, you know, and a lot of the, what did it say, 70%, I think it was. Where did I just read that? One third of all claims. Oh, so I was way off. That's only 33% of all claims of Bigfoot sightings are located in the Pacific Northwest, which is a beautiful country. I can completely understand why Bigfoots will want to hang out there. I want to hang out there. I don't want necessarily, you know, what? You look surprised by that. Whatever. I'm discounting everything that you're lipping. Oh, man. Are you entertained? I feel like Gladiator. Are you entertained? Are you not entertained by this? Because I'm not. It's all right. This isn't anything that I haven't experienced before. I do remember when, it had to be what? Like third or fourth episode where something didn't work and I was forced to just ramble for an hour. I remember that episode. I have nightmares about it every other day. I'm completely not downplaying people with real PTSD, but that is my PTSD. Hashtag first world problems. So, okay. So we have these big gorillas. No, not big gorillas. Big bears. Big grizzly bears. Wow. Sorry, my mind's going like 17 different places right now. I'm just looking at the clock and being like, is it not 6:58? Right now, everybody come into the chat room and let's get on Twitter and start a hashtag. Please make it 6:58. I'm gonna get on Twitter now and I'm gonna see that trending. It's gonna be awful. It could be flattering and yet insulting at the same time. Bigfoot for years has levied his tribute of prime steers, and no one has been found brave enough or clever enough to catch or kill him. Still, it's still, with a single blow of his giant paw, he kills the largest and best animal. How do you choose the largest? Like, largest is easy. But best? How do you choose the best? Just because they're large doesn't mean they're the best. I mean, in my case, it is. Yeah, get it right. Smen? I don't know what that means. Sorry, Dave's kind of writing things to me now. And he's putting them into the Skype. No, go up. Oh, smell. Oh, so the stinkiest one is the best. Oh, okay. Well, I'm not the best. Unless it's like someone who smells good. Yeah. This is nervous laughter. Okay. Nervous laughter. I don't typically laugh at this many of my own jokes, but since I'm the only one here to do it, yeah. So we have no rhyme or reason to what's going on. Still, why don't you open up WavePad and see if your mic create a audio file and see if it is the mic itself or if it is your Skype. See that? Like I said, we're troubleshooting on the air. Live troubleshooting. You know, if you wanted to, I could tell you, well, did you turn it off and then on again? All right. Anyways, we're really not going to talk about Bigfoot today. We're just not going to be able to. Wait. What is this? So I'm catching this for the first time. In January 2014, Rick Dyer, perpetrator of a previous Bigfoot hoax, said that he had killed a Bigfoot creature in September of 2012 outside San Antonio, Texas. He said that he had scientific tests performed on the... I know, it was a hoax! I'm just reading this! See, it's just, once again, goes to show you, everything is a hoax. When it comes to Bigfoot. Everything is a guy in a gorilla suit. Including Patterson Grimoire, or whatever his last name was. From DNA tests through 3D optical scans to body scans, it is the real deal. It's Bigfoot, and Bigfoot's here, and I shot it, and now I'm proving it to the world. I shot it. Only, I'm sorry. I don't want to sound anti-American, because I'm not. And if you like guns, great, but only in America would somebody be like, yes, this legendary thing, I finally proved that it's real, and I shot it. Only we would love that kind of thing. So he said he had kept the body in a hidden location, and he intended to take it on a tour across North America in 2014. He released photos of the body and a video showing a few individuals' reactions to seeing it, but never released any of the tests or scans. Shocker. He refused to disclose the test results or to provide biological samples. He said that DNA results were done by an... Okay, well then... So, he created an audio file and this mic is working just fine. So, it's your Skype. So, that's what I just said. It's Skype. You can hear me. I know you can. So, try to figure this out. So it's got to be in your audio settings. Well, so, okay. So, hold on. Device settings again. Are you sure that you're... hold on. I got this thing in front of it. Sorry, I didn't read that all because it was horrible handwriting. Sorry. I went through them all. No deal. Are you sure that it was pointed to the correct thing? Because that will set it off. Huh. Well, I don't know what to say to that then. Okay. Say, have you, Dave, do you have the newest version of Skype? Why don't you see, because for whatever reason, and I hate Skype for this is one of the main reasons why I do not like Skype. If one of us has an older version and one of us has the newer version, things won't work properly. So, I was down. You got to bring it back. I can only see like three words. Oh, I was downloading Sunday when you got home? Sunday, yeah. That must be it. CC, I think you're right. Something was downloading? Okay, well, obviously not. Okay, hold on, Dave, I'm going to share my screen and see if yours looks like... Does yours look like this? No? Okay, then we don't have the same version. That's why we're not able to do this. Try going to like about... No, that doesn't do it. There's got to be some way... Yes, I... Oh! Why didn't I think of this before? Dave, is your cell phone handy? I can call you on the cell phone. And then we can skip this video thing. So let's try that. So I'm going to hang out with Dave. I can call him. Sorry. No, that's not what I wanted to do. I gotta figure out how to do this now. I haven't done it with this new version. What do you mean? Oops, we detected an issue. Of course you detected an issue. You're an issue. Oh. Hey, only 22 minutes left in this train wreck. Okay, here we go. I don't have Dave's. Who memorizes numbers anymore? Sir? I know my grandma's number, and I know the number to that I had when I was growing up. That's about it. So, I don't know numbers. I used to. God, I used to be so good at that. Okay. I am not going to say out loud what Dave's number is, although that would be hilarious. All right, let's try this. Enter the phone. Skype, you're killing me here. Dave! Dave! You shit. I'm not even gonna say it. You kidding me? That didn't work either. Huh. Dave, you can hear me? Hang up, because I can't hear you. Nor can I see you now. Okay, yeah. All right, so Dave could hear me again, but I couldn't hear him. So, wow. Am I the problem? That would be terrible. Funny thing is, I haven't done anything to Skype. Ever. No, Kim. No, you're not. You're definitely not missing a good show. And in fact, leave now and forget that you ever decided to come in here. Wow, okay. That didn't work. I wonder then if it's mine. It can't be. You're going to hear like nothing from me here for a couple seconds because I need to think. And I do believe that it would be against Para X and FCC regulations for me to vocalize my thoughts at the present moment. The good news is that week one came and went, and who knew I was able to talk about Bigfoot for an hour. Oh boy. I hate Skype. All right. Well, that's unfortunate. We'll try calling Dave back, even though he looked like he went offline. Nope, went offline. Oh, hey. You know what? I'm going to do something. Wow, I can't believe I'm going to even gonna try this. But then again, my mic is so awesome. I don't know if you can hear the dial.
Hello, Michael.
Hi, Dave. So I have you on speakerphone. I have no idea how it's going to come across, if people are even going to be able to hear you or make out what you're saying. But I don't understand how the cell phone one thing wouldn't work, because you don't need Skype. So if anything, unfortunately, it's got to be something with mine. It's just not picking up the audio from other people.
Yeah, and that's what I'm thinking too. And when it didn't work when it came to my cell phone, I'm like, you know what? There's no way that my phone should have any issues whatsoever. So it's got to be from your end, one of your settings or something. So.
Yeah. Well, because I have to do virtual audio cables, sometimes when I leave my computer running for too long, for some reason, they'll just stop working. And I'm thinking that might be the case. I'll bet you if I restarted my computer, everything would work perfectly. In fact, after the show, I'm going to do that. And then, Dave, you and I are going to get back on Skype. And I will bet you any amount of money that everything will work perfectly.
And I'm sure that our 3,000 fans that are listening to us right now appreciate the fact that we're going to be live talking at 7:07 p.m. instead of at 6:07 p.m.
Well, technically, we were talking. They just couldn't hear the conversation, except for my end.
Right, very true. I agree with you on that one.
Okay, so when you talk, I'm actually getting some pretty good volume levels. So okay. I'm going to assume that people can hear you. So for the next 15 minutes, you tell me why everything that I said in the last 45 is wrong.
Okay. So, I wasn't going to go to the Patterson thing until the third show because I wanted to obviously have our special guest on next week and talk about like things that they've caught and then other proof that's been caught and stuff like that.
Well, we can still talk about it.
Yeah, and that's fine. So let's go there, because that was kind of our big disagreement. So,
you mean besides everything else?
Okay, so the National Geographic Channel put out a show called American Paranormal Bigfoot, okay? And what it did, it specifically reviewed the Patterson film. So What it did is it basically took a fact-or-faked approach to the Patterson film, all right? And I know you love fact-or-fake, and so did I. And it was great on how they could take today's technology, and they could go in there, and they could manipulate it in so many ways that it was not feasibly possible on 16-millimeter tape in 1967, all right? The technology was not there for the type of stuff that they did on this show, all right? That said, when they got done with their complete analysis, and if you have not seen that show yet, you need to see the show. When they got done with it, they had nothing but proof. There was no type of hoax going on whatsoever. It was not a person. It was determined with 100% certainty. It was not a person in a suit. It was a female entity. It wasn't a male. It was a female. She was 7 feet, 6.5 inches tall. Every single muscle mass that should have been in place was in place. Her stride, the way she walked, the way she motioned, how she turned, every single muscle that should have moved when she moved, properly moved in sync. There is no way in hell, in 1967, two guys created a hoax in a monkey suit that anatomically correct that it could fake out technology in 20, don't attack me if I get this date wrong because I don't remember what the National Geographic date when that was, but I'm going to say it was around 2010, when, or 2010 or 2011, something like that, when that show came out. There is no way in 67 that they could possibly have the knowledge of how things are going to look and the technology that would be available in 2010 to rip that video to pieces and be able to show that there was no type of hoax whatsoever.
I disagree.
Well, you are more than welcome to disagree. That is just like people telling you and I that object manipulation is just a figment of our imagination, or that disembodied voices are nothing more than natural sounds or winds coming through a window pane, or that the cold, you know, the sudden temperature change in a room, or the electrostatic shock that you get when an energy from an entity that isn't in our realm approaches you or you intercede that energy, that is all just a figment of your imagination. And I know you don't agree with that.
Well, I mean, keep in mind that, you know, the energy thing of, you know, like an entity, that's all subjective. Like, there's no way to actually prove that I am experiencing that. That's just my... You know, that's my word, you know, that yes, I am experiencing. Now, object manipulation, you know, you can have that clear as day on, you know, as long as you have it on camera. And, you know, and even then, people can still come up and be like, well, you've rigged it to do this and you rigged it to do that.
Right.
I mean... And people can still tell. I mean, the thing about it is our own integrity. We say we didn't do anything. Now, here we have, in this instance, you have other people coming in. And let's say, you know, I were to take our object manipulation footage or whatever, and other people were to come in and say, well, this is completely real. But then I turn around and say, ha, it was a hoax the entire time. Even though I would never do that because I don't hoax anything. But
right.
So here you have National Geographic saying this isn't a hoax. This is completely real. There's no way they could have done that. But you had the people taking the actual video saying, no, this is a hoax. I mean, I
never saw Roger Patterson ever admit that his film was a hoax. I don't know where you're getting that from. You know, I don't know if the source that is citing that is credible. That could just be crap that's on the internet. You know, I mean, there's a ton of it out there.
Fair enough. That's a good point. I honestly cannot remember where I read it. It was a couple years ago. It was just something that showed up either, you know, in my Facebook feed or something that said, you know, Bigfoot, blah blah blah, and I went and I read it, and the guy, you know, was like, after 45 years or whatever of this, you know, this the person that took this video, and it was that one, you know, admits that it's a hoax.
Yeah, I never saw that, and I've been following the Patterson film because I've been interested in Bigfoot since I was a little kid. I have never ever seen Roger Patterson or Bob Gremlin ever come out and say that we staged this, that this was some sort of like event because we wanted to gain popularity. Because if you go back and take a look historically at these guys, they didn't get anything out of this video. They aren't millionaires because of their Bigfoot video. And this wasn't like a 15-minute claim to fame type of thing, you know. They were going out because the whole reason for the start of this video, and this is all documented, was because they just wanted to shoot an area that they thought might potentially be a likely area where something, where like a Bigfoot entity might exist or might habitat or might be passing through. There was they were on horseback when they rode in there. There was no expectations of, I saw this thing for 3 or 4 weeks now, and I'm going to grab my camera, and I'm going to sneak in there and shoot this video. That's not what happened. You know, they went in there solely with the concept of, let's go take a look and see, because this might be the type of terrain that might be fruitful for us to have some sort of experience or to be able to establish, like, maybe this would be a good spot, you know? And all of a sudden, they're having an encounter. I mean, it's just happening instantaneously right in front of them, which totally, totally goes hand in hand with why that film was shot in such a kind of a choppy format. I mean, can you imagine you and I going into a situation and we've got the cannons, right? And you've got one and I got one. And we've been walking around this facility forever, you know, whatever. And we're like, you know, this facility, this particular location looks like this might be a phenomenal spot for us to capture some type of definitive proof of the paranormal. And all of a sudden, boom, something materializes. And you and I are looking at each other like, holy crap, is this really happening? Do you know what's going to happen in that instant? We're going to be fumbling. Even if we've shot hundreds of hours on those cannons, which we haven't, but even if we have, right, we're still going to be like, oh, my God. The shock of the moment, the excitement, the concept of potential failure, like, oh, my God, I cannot believe what I'm seeing. I have to capture this. I need this video. This is what I'm looking for. And all of that pressure, even if your experience comes overwhelms you and you start making like little simple, like out of frame moments, and you know, so if you take that mindset and you go back and watch that video, the original video, that is exactly what happened. That moment of capture was like, oh my God, it is happening right now. And I have to do the best job I possibly can without losing my mind to capture it, so that I can move this forward and say, you know what, this is what we caught. Check it out.
Okay, so while you were talking about that, I did a search for an article or whatever that says that, you know, this video was false. And supposedly in 2016, so this is after the National Geographic, I guess some radio show guy named Tom Biscardi, I guess he's a renowned Bigfoot researcher, provided testimony from the people involved in staging the film. I guess he's the producer of The Hoax of the Century. And he had on this radio show, it was like a 2-hour investigation, bombshell broadcast, back in May of 2016. And he had himself, Bob, I can't pronounce the last name, Hieronymus, that wore the suit, Philip Morris, the man that sold the suit to Patterson. I don't know. I'm sure you could probably listen to the show. I'm not, or I'm not going to, I should say. But supposedly, after the National Geographic said it was real, was when it got proven as being false. Whether they did it or not, I don't know. You know, whether they actually came up with legitimate reasons for why they think it's false, I don't know.
All right, so here's the deal with that. I'm going to throw the BS flag on that. If I'm going to side with somebody, am I going to side with some glory hound radio personality who thinks he has the bombshell of the century and can say whatever he wants to because he's on radio? Or am I going to side with the National Geographic Channel, which has been around since the 1900s, like 1904 or something to that effect, who has been doing nothing but promoting and researching and preserving our society and bringing forth data and information that, in our world of things that are important topics. And they sat down and did this special and invested tons of money with tons of brand new technology and said, we're going to pick this film apart and we are going to show you why it's fake. And when they got done doing their whole entire investigation of it, they stood in front of the camera and said, you know what? We can't do that. We cannot tell you that this is fake.
Well, you know what? Considering it is now... Yes, 6:58. Let's start our show next week with the Squatchers and see what they have to say about it.
Absolutely.
I think that's a very, very good topic that we are going to pause here and start up next week, where everything is going to be fixed and stuff is going to work, and I won't have to hold my phone for the last 15 minutes.
And next week and into the third episode here, I want to touch on the Native American background of Bigfoot. Because as the white man, I know it probably sounds kind of funny, but so as the white guys, we only go back to like 1811, I think it was, when the fur trader David Thompson. They called him a British expeditionist, but in essence, he was a fur trader, is what he was. And he found the footprints outside of Jasper, or what is today Jasper, Alberta. But the Native Americans had been witnessing Bigfoot for centuries before that. So I think that's an important area to touch on, and that's one of the things that I want to touch on. So I know we got kind of screwed up today, and that sucks, but we'll get better, I promise. And we do have 3 hours of intelligent radio worth of Bigfoot.
Let's not make false promises with intelligence here. So we have 3 hours of conversation. And
intelligent conversation.
That's fine. So, that's going to do it for me and for the last 15 minutes, Dave. Hope everybody made it through. I'm going to go check Twitter now and see if we're trending.
Yeah, I bet we are.
So, all right, everybody have a good night. Looks like another episode of the Parrot Cave Radio is coming up next. Everybody have a good evening, and we will see y'all next week.